BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, Spot 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Another Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all already know what time it is. It's time to get it in. It's hump day. You know what day it is. You already know what's going on. About to get y'all over this hump. 27 degrees outside. Today's high is going to be right near 48. Cloud cover a little bit, but mostly sunshine throughout the day. A little warmer than yesterday. Yesterday's high, we topped out about 42. Today, we're right near 50, baby. We're at 48. It's still cold out there, though, mama. Kick your morning off at 27 degrees. More rain in the forecast on Friday than today, though. So enjoy your hump day today. It's going to be cool. 48 degrees, and let's get to it. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, dope?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Man, welcome to Wednesday. I'm good.
Let's do it then. Shout out to students over there at Cochran. Went out there to the game yesterday. They played Mint Hill. Shout out to the students over at Mint Hill. Their boys picked up a win yesterday, so they got a good team. So shout out to Mint Hill.
All right. Also in the Madhouse with us this morning, y'all. So what's up to comedian Bebe?
I say good morning.
Everybody in Sparkle City.
Good morning.
All the way back
good
to Gaston. Come on up
good
to the
morning.
Gas house. La, la. All the way back to Charlotte,
good
America.
Good morning.
What's up, Bebe? What's up with you? All right.
What up, boy?
What up?
What's happening?
How was your night last night, big dog?
It was cool. You know, I was chilling. Didn't do too much of nothing. I fell asleep.
Sounds about right.
Early.
Mm-hmm.
I know why I fell asleep. Because it's my favorite day of the week.
Oh, Lord.
You trying to get to it?
Come on now. You know when you go to sleep early, you feel like you're going to get to the next day quicker?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I felt because it was today. And what's today, Larry?
Mm-hmm.
What's today, Jessica?
Hump day!
Hump day is the middle of the week. That means it's Wednesday. Hey, ladies. Oh, yeah. It's Working Woman Wednesday. Ye. Got to say the ye.
It make my hair every time you do it.
No, you like it, actually.
I don't like it.
No, you do.
I don't.
I know you do.
I don't.
You told me.
I didn't.
Mm-hmm. And you sang it before.
What about?
I know you like it.
What about?
You have seen.
Yeah. So I caught up on my Netflix last night. I was gonna watch Fall from Grace, but I ain't get to that. So I checked out the Aaron Hernandez story. You know, that's on Netflix. If you haven't had a chance to watch that yet, that's the story of the fallen New England Patriot who was actually charged with the murder of his own friend. And boy, listen. Whew, what a story. That's all I can say is watching them go through the trial and then you know, them detailing each and every incident that he had from the time he was at Florida. And then, you know, finding out some newness to the story about, you know, what happened after his death and them overturning the conviction, some stuff that he did while he was in Florida, and just watching that man's life develop it's good. If you get a chance to stop by Netflix and you want to Netflix and chill, that's a good one right there to watch, the Aaron Hernandez story, Mind of a Killer. Yeah, it's pretty deep.
It's pretty deep. It's wild. It's a wild story.
Yeah, it's up and down, and you hear the details of his life, and his friends spoke about him, and you know, they talked about him being gay. It's a lot. Mm. It's a lot that you might.
It's a lot of different stories within that story,
right? You know, him and his father's relationship.
Yeah.
Him and his mother relationship plays out on it because you know they record all your phone calls from jail. They tell
right.
us they record.
Like, do they not know that sometimes?
Yeah,
I
don't think people. I mean, I think people know, but I don't know if they really believe it. But they record all your phone calls in jail, so they had all of his jail phone calls on there that he made while he was in prison.
Ooh, boy,
yeah, him and his mama's dynamic was very telling. Like, you know, you could tell that he's really hurt by that. He went off on a few times too.
Oh, he definitely did.
Yeah, so it's just something, you know. I know a lot of folks check out Netflix, and I want to check out that Fall from Grace. Jessica, you said you watched that?
I've seen both of them, the Aaron Hernandez and the Fall from Grace movie. Yeah,
I want both of them. I think that's gonna be my next one. I want to check.
Yeah, that's
Fall
gonna be my
Grace.
Next.
What disappointed? So have you all seen what people have been saying about Fall from? And that's what messed me up. I wish that I wouldn't have seen anything that people said about the movie on social media.
Yeah.
Because as I was watching it, I was waiting for things to happen. Mm. I think had I not seen people's comments, I wouldn't have been waiting for things to happen. It would have been a little bit more suspenseful for me.
Mm.
But for filming in five days, which that's what Tyler Perry did. He filmed this movie in 5 days. I think it was a pretty good movie for five days. I don't think it was supposed to be a blockbuster film, you know, going to film, you know, like getting major awards. It was filmed in 5 days, and it's pretty good for what it is,
right.
You know? So
that's my thing. What?
Well, I've heard people say they like the movie. The only other thing I've seen people say the most about was like the wigs and stuff in it.
But the wigs are bad. And Tyler Perry is actually defending the wigs, and he says, look, these people who are wearing these wigs picked them out themselves. They chose to wear those wigs. I didn't make them do that.
But the fact that they were an option.
It was a 5-day movie.
Right.
It looks like a five-day movie.
What do people want from Tyler Perry? Like, if you think about all of Tyler Perry's movies.
Oh, ego.
No. Not Tyler Perry has put out some good movies. All of his movies do numbers. But what movie did you sit back and say, that was a cinematic great movie?
This one looked low budget.
Yeah.
This one looked low budget.
I've heard that.
And
comment.
So, you know, whereas other movies, you know, feel how you feel about Tyler Perry, like what you like, whatever.
Netflix then.
Other movies I've seen looked better, but other movies took time.
Mm.
Other movies had better cast members. The acting in this one was not too good. However, what you will never say is the GOAT cannot act, and that is Felicia Rashad. I absolutely love Felicia Rashad, and she did a great job in this movie.
Of course.
But some of the other people, the acting just really wasn't good in it. So, I mean, it was, you know what it was? It was a Lifetime movie. It was one of those
Netflix.
Lifetime movies.
No, okay.
It was one of those
Netflix
Lifetime
got a lot of movies like that. They do.
Because they give filmmakers opportunities. This one comes from Tyler Perry. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why people are making it.
Yeah. And we've seen good movies from him. But this is a Tyler Perry movie that was filmed in 5 days. It is what it is. It is the equivalent of a Lifetime movie.
Surviving
Tyler Perry?
No, not surviving. That's a documentary.
Oh.
All right, man, let's get it started with your inspirational power word of the morning. It's coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration.
Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 608, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. You know what time it is. Time for the Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
And the question of the day is being brought to you by the fabulously funny comedy show, North American Power 98 Present. That show, starring Mike Epps, Lavelle Crawford, DC Young Fly, Country Wayne, and Jess Hilarious, is going down February 29th at the Bojangles Coliseum. For more details, go to power98fm.com.
All right. Well, we saw it happen right here in North Carolina with the smoking age being raised from 18 to 21. That took place back in December. And it's actually a federal law. It's supposed to be happening all over the nation. But individual states are continuing to do their own thing. So not every individual state is abiding by that rule of raising the smoking age to 21. But however, Florida says that they're up next. They said that, we are going to be the next state that is actually going to abide by this rule and raise the age from 18 to 21 for tobacco products. They're also going to include making smoking in or near public schools a crime. Mm. Also, so We want to know, especially being that North Carolina has already happened here and they are enforcing it. Do you agree with this rule to raise the age of smoking?
Absolutely. I definitely agree with it.
And so I'm curious to know, as a person that has proclaimed that he did smoke cigarettes, mm-hmm. why do you feel that way? And what? How old were you, if you don't mind sharing, how old were you when you started?
Oh, when I started smoking cigarettes? I was in high school when mm-hmm. I started smoking cigarettes. Maybe 14, 15, maybe. Somewhere around there.
Like actually smoking them or experimenting?
Yeah. No, smoking.
Okay.
Like smoking. But number one, because I feel like with the alcohol age being 21, the tobacco age should be the same. Because believe it or not, tobacco nicotine gives you a certain type of high. It's not a high that a drug would give you, like mm-hmm. marijuana, mm-hmm. THC, or anything like that. But you do get a type of a buzz from smoking cigarettes. And for an 18-year-old to have access to that, I don't think they should be able to have access to it. I think you should be 21 along with the drinking limit. Mm.
I can see that high thing happening because a lot of people, when they get stressed out over something, they go
to cigarettes.
They're like, I got to go give me a cigarette right. And calm down. So I can understand that high mm-hmm. thing. I'm not a fan of cigarettes. I don't like the way that they smell. They bother me, you know, the health concerns that go along with it. But also, in America, we consider 18-year-olds to be adults.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know? Sure. So, I'm sort of on the fence about this. You know, at 18, you're considered adult. So, you know, why are you now? Are you changing it, saying that you got to be 21 to get these cigarettes? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't encourage anybody to do it, but I don't know about this one.
I ate cigarettes with a passion. Mm-hmm. Like, I really don't like smoking at all, but cigarettes, definitely, I hate them. I'm like you, Ms. Jessica. I'm definitely on the fence about it because I think if you're going to start raising everything to the age of 21, then you have to start raising everything to the age of 21 when it comes to considering 18-year-olds as adults. I'm talking about when it comes to crime, you're going to have to raise that age limit to the age of 21 when you consider it as adult. When you talk about voting, you're going to have to raise that age limit to 21 when you consider it as an adult. So that's why I'm on the fence about it. But as far as agreeing with 21, yeah, I think that is enough time, and then that is enough time for you to really be considered as an adult at the age of 21. But if you start to raise this age up, I think you need to bring everything else up with it.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
Well, we want to hear from you. Hit us up on our Instagram pages, at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave your comments on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. What do you think about the national government raising the smoking age from 18 to 21?
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till
10. Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
6:22 here in the Queen City. Time for your first Nosy Neighbor News. Quickie, the fast food chain Whataburger actually wants to pay for your wedding and honeymoon. It's called the What a Wedding Contest, and it lasts from February 4th through the 7th. The winner is going to get to tie the knot on Valentine's Day at a Whataburger restaurant out there in Texas. Now, besides the ceremony, the winner is also going to get free food for their guest, a photographer, officiant, wedding extras, and $5,000. If this sounds like something that you and your boo are interested in, all you got to do is fill out a questionnaire, send in a photo, and write a 500-word essay about your relationship and why you want to get married at Whataburger. Would you get a what a wedding?
A what a wedding, yep.
You would do a what a wedding?
I would. I sure would. $5,000, and they pay for everything, and already... That means I got the wedding and reception covered. I'm good. Much as I spend on my wedding, hell yeah, I do a what a wedding. Hell yeah.
I would do a what a wedding for the experience, but I'd also want a real wedding.
I do the what a wedding for the Whataburger that's here in North Carolina, not the the big Whataburger. You know, the big franchise.
Oh, okay. Like okay, you talking about the one that's out in Concord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Some good-ass Whataburger right there.
They don't have a what a wedding contest.
Oh, they don't?
No.
They don't. They don't even take cards yet. That's how old that Whataburger is.
Exactly.
Oh, they like chicken goop.
You got coming in with cash only.
Cash only.
So would you do a wedding? Would you do this, Bert?
I would do a wedding.
Yeah,
I do it. Sure would.
I'm signing up now.
Yeah.
Me too.
And that's it. Like,
can I tell him I ain't married yet no more?
Yeah.
And then start over? I mean, with the same woman.
I got to actually have it in the restaurant?
That's
in
dope.
The Whataburger?
I mean,
restaurant?
I think it'll be fun.
Is it catered? That's the main question.
Yeah, that's you get the food and everything.
Yeah, yeah. You get free food for your guests. Yeah, a photographer, an officiant, they said, and wedding extras and $5,000.
And $5,000?
That's what's on me
right now. That's going to go towards your honeymoon. That's
what?
For your honeymoon.
But listen, I ain't going on no honeymoon. Hello? Cut me a check, see what happens.
So you gonna marry me in a fast food restaurant and I don't get a honeymoon?
Yes, we gonna go viral, number one.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody gonna wanna pay for us a honeymoon.
We setting trends out here.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
All that.
Nah. Definitely would do it. All right. Encourage anybody out there that's thinking about getting married to sign up for this contest.
Yeah, go get you.
Do they pay for the dress and the tux too?
No. Oh, but Jamie, you ain't got to get nothing fancy. You had Whataburger.
You right. Go get you some J's and grab us some heels. And
boy,
there you
listen.
Go.
Put on a nice little white dress and you straight.
In there.
Yeah.
In there. Can I come in there with some joggers?
Hey,
in a sweatsuit.
Hello.
I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your nosy neighbor news quick.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie. It's that Doja Cat Tiger Juicy. It's Pie 98.
To my working ladies. It's B-Town, baby. No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. We'd like to shout out the ladies and the single moms. Now your efforts don't go unnoticed. Without you, baby, we hopeless. Keep doing you and in spite of remain focused.
To the beauties of Queen City. Guest on your rock killing. I'm working up at the Sprinter. You doing it independently. Duke Power, her Mecklenburg County school teaching. And stay under the radar overachieving.
Been on the grind working all week.
Say
you the real MVP. You can have anything you want to, cause you work hard, you got your own loot.
Everybody knows she working and she grind, working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working and she grinding, working and she grind, working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working and she grinding.
You the real MVP, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It is Working Woman Wednesday inside No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. What working lady we got in the building today, Miss Jessica?
Oh, we got our madhouse family member. She is back, but in a completely different capacity, so we have to talk about it. And she's got a special program that she needs to let you all know about. Let's have a madhouse round of applause for Miss Jessica Davis.
Jessica Davis!
Good morning. Good morning.
And she is the new public information officer for the 26th Judicial District.
Yes.
And that's the largest district
in the state of North Carolina.
The largest district in the state of North Carolina.
Oh!
What in the world does the public information officer do?
Everything. No.
Everything.
No, but I continue to help our court system build community trust in the judicial system. So one of my main responsibilities is dealing with media inquiries and ensuring that when you all in the media want to come inside the courthouse to learn information about what's going on with certain cases or with our judges, that you get the information that you need, but also making sure that our community knows what's going on and how the court system can not just help them with whatever criminal or civil matter that they have, but help them just in their everyday lives.
Mm. How does one get a job like that?
By applying. But no, I mean, this was a promotion for me.
Okay.
You know, I've been with the court system now for going on 3 years. And so, you know, the state of North Carolina, we have, you know, the website NC Jobs. And you go on there and you apply and, you know, make sure you have your qualifications in order. And, you know, you go through that process.
Now, let me ask you this. You said that this was a promotion for yourself.
Yes.
Right. And it's Working Woman Wednesday. What is your advice to women that are out there that are listening so that they can position themselves to be in the place where opportunities like this present themselves? Their bosses are looking at them and saying, yeah, I want that person to take this role and I want them to be able to get a promotion. What's your advice for women to set themselves up to be in that position?
First, be able to take criticism. I mean, there have been many times that I've gotten my feelings hurt because I didn't do something up to par that my supervisor or someone else wanted me to do. So the first thing I would definitely say is take criticism.
All right, coming up, we got more with Jessica Davis. She's live inside the Madhouse, and this is Working Woman Wednesday.
Get up, ladies. Tell them I woke up like this.
Today is for the ladies.
I woke up like this.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Shauna's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Another Larry Moore in the Madhouse. Today's high is going to be right near 48 with sunshine. 27 degrees on this Working Woman Wednesday. We got a working woman in the building this morning. Who we got, Miss Jessica?
We have Miss Jessica Davis. She's the public information officer for the 26th Judicial District. This was a promotion for her. So before we went to break, we were talking about how women can set themselves up and be in the position to receive a promotion. And you were saying the first step is to be able to receive criticism.
Correct.
But what else were you?
But also be willing to go outside of your comfort zone. So if you're offered an opportunity and it may not be, you know, your forte or something that you're used to doing, try it. Ask the questions. That's something that sometimes we are afraid to do or apprehensive to do, is ask questions, because we don't want to be viewed as if we don't know what we're doing. But we've got to, at least for myself, step outside of those comfort zones and try new things, accept the criticism, grow from it, and be willing to make mistakes and learn from those things in order to better yourself professionally and personally.
Now, what correlation do you have with the people? Because, you know, people are always saying, well, we need somebody to speak for us. We need somebody to do this. We need somebody to do that. What is it that you can do for the people as far as when they come to you?
So when they come to me, I can explain what's going on. So that's the beauty about my job, is that I have my law degree. I've got a bachelor's in communication arts. So I understand kind of just regular folks. Like, I understand when people come into the court system, they're confused about why their case was dismissed or why they weren't granted an order. Okay, well, this is the legal standard that you have to meet. And so being able to explain that to them, but also to humanize our judges, because people look at our judges like they're not people because they've been elected to these positions. So, you know, our judges are in our community, too. So explaining to our judges, this is what the people in the community are saying about the way you all are deciding cases and how you are ruling on certain things.
In your new role and your new position, why is that position important to our community?
Oh, my goodness. Because there are so many misconceptions out there about our judicial system. And so it's important that the public has somebody that they can trust. And that's me. To
we
explain
can trust
things. You can trust me. But to explain things to them in a human way, right? Everybody doesn't understand legal terminology. And so to be able to break things down to the public and explain things to them is very important to build that trust with our judicial system.
Now, in addition to this new position for you, you always come in and let us know about this great program that you have, that you actually started and implemented, and it's called
Court College. Yes, and I did not start and implement it, but I did revamp it. So I will say that it was in existence before I came to the court system. But yes, Court College is our 7-week program for adults in the community. Teaches them about our court system. We start at the very beginning when a person encounters the police in the community. And go all the way to graduation, where they actually have to take a scenario from a person in the community and navigate that person through our court system.
That's what's up. And I always tell folks, if you're going to break the law, you need to know the law. So, I mean, for real.
That's terrible advice, man.
Hey, you can call it what you want, but listen, if you're going to break the law, you need to know the law. And listen.
Or just don't break the law.
I mean, y'all call it how y'all call it. I call it how I call it.
In school, they told me, just say no.
But here's the thing, though. If people ain't out here breaking the law, then we don't even need the judges and we don't need the court system. But so folks are out here breaking the law. So if you're going to break the law, at least know the law. So you know what you're going to get when you're out there standing on the block with that hard or that soft.
Well,
you know what you're going
to
get.
You do better.
If they're standing on the block, if I walk by, my advice is, I don't really say too much. I just tell them 3 to 5.
Right.
That's what you're going to get.
3 to 5.
That's what you're going to get.
And that ain't even it.
Depending on what you got. No, 3 to 5 is the minimum.
No, it's not. No, that's not even the minimum.
Okay.
See, you're confusing the people. That's not even the minimum.
No comment.
If you're going to break the law, that's why I said what I said. If you're going to break the law, know the law.
Well, Jessica, if people are interested in Court College,
yes,
how do they get more information about that?
The information is on the website. If you go to nccourts.gov and search Court College, the information is there. They also can call me. You always can call me. My number has changed. It's, ready? 704-686-0269.
One more time.
704-686-0269.
And with this type of position, with your new position, public information officer, I know that there are some women that are out there that are listening right now, or even some young people that are headed into school this morning and they're listening and they're like, that sounds a little interesting or something like that. I might want to shadow. I might want to look to her to do some mentorship opportunities, or I'm looking for an internship. Is that available?
It is absolutely available, and it all follows under me in my department. So please give me a call. Information about internships, volunteering, all of that is also on our website. If you just go to nccourts.gov and search those words, you will find that information there.
What is the age? What is the starting age for the court cap? For the court college?
Court college is 18 and up. So it's for adults. Okay. Yes. So it's for adults that work or live in Mecklenburg.
And then we can get in it.
And you can apply.
Yeah.
I gotta run that background check on you. Make sure you legit. And then we can get you into the program. Yes. And it starts on February 4th.
All right. Thank you, Jessica Davis. We appreciate you as always.
And congratulations. You know she is a proud Smithite.
Today is for the ladies.
I woke up like this.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98.
Show the plug for new hip-hop and R&B. We're going to drip too hard. We're going to let y'all shine. Coming up next inside the Madhouse, Power 98.
I woke up a couple meal on my
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, 708, 8 minutes out to 7 o'clock. Hey, today's high is going to be right near 48, 27 degrees right now. It's time to let them shine.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
All right. Let's check in with them.
Power 98, good morning. Who's trying to let shine?
I want to let all the ladies shine today for Working Women Wednesday. Shout out to everybody.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine?
Good morning. I just want to let Superb Hefty Hair Salon and Boutique in Statesville, 1413 Woodboro Highway shine. And the proud business owners, Leticia Davis, Kiko Holland, myself, and my baby daddy, James Harrison.
Power 98, good morning. Who's trying to let shine? Hello? Good morning. Okay.
Hello.
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 Did you fall asleep? They must fall asleep.
All right. Power 98. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who you letting shine?
I would like to let my baby shine. Today is his 22nd birthday. His name is Jermaine Edwards, aka Sosa, out of the gas house.
You better let that boy shine.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
All right, man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Y'all know what's coming up next inside the Madhouse. Miss Jessica's got it for you. Nosy Neighbor News, your chance to win tickets for the CIAA Step Show Throwdown. Going down February 28th at the Charlotte Convention Center.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
These folks got hit his no cap.
7:20 here in the Queen City. Coming up, I've got your Nosy Neighbor News. Who wants to perform at the Super Bowl? Got details about that. What's going on with Tekashi 6ix9ine and his request for home confinement? Gonna let you know what the judge says about that. Lori Harvey heads to court. Got details about that. And someone will be hosting Saturday Night Live for the first time ever. Who is it?
Me. I'm going on that thing. I'm about to go on there and host Saturday Night Live, New York City. Here I come, boy. I got jokes and everything. Nah, I'm going to go with, you said for the first time, comedian, Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, I think Jimmy Kimmel's going to host him for the first time.
For the first time?
Yeah.
Lizzo's going to host. She performed, but she's going to host this.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you know who is hosting Saturday Night Live for the first time and who the musical guest will be. This one might be a pretty good little show. So that's Ellen coming DeGeneres. Up in your Nosy okay, Neighbor News next.
Okay. I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie.
Tell that. Tell that.
Music from Travis Scott is the highest in the room here on Charlotte's Plug Power 98. What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Wednesday, January 22nd, being brought to you by the Millennium Tour. Keep listening for your chance to win Millennium Tour tickets featuring Omarion, Bow Wow, Ying Yang Twins, Soulja Boy, and more. Log on to power98fm.com for all of those details. The 62nd Annual Grammy Awards are going down this weekend, and viewers will be getting a special treat. YG, Meek Mill, Roddy Ricch, DJ Khaled, John Legend, and Kirk Franklin will all hit the stage for a special tribute performance honoring Nipsey Hussle. The late, great Nipsey Hussle is nominated for Best Rap Performance and Best Rap Song, along with Best Rap Performance. And I think he's nominated for one more. The Grammys take place this Sunday, January 26th at 8 p.m. on CBS. If Ray Schrummer's Sway Lee has it his way, he'll be singing the national anthem at this year's Super Bowl. He says to the NFL and all of the highest up people, please, I would like to sing the next one. He says that he has his own version of the national anthem. Unfortunately for Sway, he's going to have to wait until next year to shoot a shot because Demi Lovato has already got the gig for this year's Super Bowl. Girl. A judge has decided not to allow Tekashi 6ix9ine to serve the rest of his prison sentence on home confinement. According to the judge in the case, he felt that Tekashi being in jail is necessary in this case to reflect the seriousness of his crimes. Prior to his ruling, Tekashi had asked for permission to have his 2-year sentence served at home. Since the jail he is in is full of gang members, which are some of the people that he snitched on. Tekashi's attorney is appealing this judge's decision. Lori Harvey has pleaded not guilty in her criminal hit and run case. She was in an L.A. courtroom and entered a not guilty plea on 2 misdemeanor charges of resisting, delaying, and obstructing a police officer and hit and run resulting in property damage. The judge in the case has ordered Harvey to appear in court next month for another hearing. If she is found guilty on these charges, she could face a year in jail. Right, I agree, Shark. RuPaul is going to host Saturday Night Live for the first time. Ru's hosting duties will take place on February 8th, and Justin Bieber is going to be the musical guest. RuPaul on Saturday Night Live, that actually might be pretty good. Happy birthday to DJ Jazzy Jeff, Silento, and Afeni Shakur. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica, Jessica.
The neighborhood.
Power 98.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Nipsey Hussle. Said they're doing a Grammy tribute to him at the Grammys this Sunday. Name 3 of the artists that she said will be a part of this tribute. 570-WPEG. First call through correct answer. You going to the step show.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse.
Hashtag Larry Mad being brought to you by the fabulously funny comedy show going down February 29th at the Bojangles Coliseum. You got Mike Epps, Lavelle Crawford, DC Young Fly, Country Wayne, Jess Hilarious. It's going to be crazy. Get your tickets right now at power98fm.com and log on to that for more details. All right, today, Larry is mad at this must be Play With People Kids Week. Yesterday, Larry was mad at a father who ran on to a wrestling match after his son got Wahoo McDaniel body slammed in the middle of a wrestling match, and his daddy ran out there to help him out. Well, today, Larry is mad at a person who threw something at LeBron James' son. LeBron James' son is in high school. He's a high school basketball player, and he was about to take the ball out, and somebody hit him. They hit him with some debris. And the game was on national television, and the announcers stepped in and they was like, listen, this is totally wrong. Stop playing with people, kids. Now listen, now if you don't like LeBron James or whatever, LeBron James is a grown man. He can handle himself. And not saying that Bronny James can't handle himself, but you can't take out your feelings, what you have for somebody's daddy, on the son. Like, you can't take that out on Bronny James. And I think they did catch the person who threw it, because the announcers were saying that the person was saying that they had a hate for LeBron. Stop playing with people, kids. Now, if LeBron would have been in there and you threw something at his son and he did like Barry Lee Jones did and Wahoo McDaniel the person, then this morning we'll be talking about how LeBron is wrong. Why did LeBron do that person like that? He got to know better. Blah, 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 blah. Stop playing with people, kids. Come on, man. And you go to a sporting event, you watch the game. A lot of y'all parents go out there and be talking junk about these kids. And then all hell break loose. Stop. This week is Stop Playing With People Kids Week. Hit the hashtag, man. See what else I've been mad about. That's crazy, man. Don't y'all come to none of these basketball games throwing at people's sons and daughters. Stop it. Hashtag Larry, man. Hit the hashtag. See what else I've been mad about.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
8:22 here in the Queen City. It looks like Flo Rida is getting into the vodka business. The rapper is about to open and be the brand ambassador for a new distillery. It's opening later this year in Florida. It's going to have 3 stories, a cigar bar, wine bar, lounge, and restaurant. And, of course, it's going to have a tasting room. The distillery will also be home of Victor George Vodka. That's a brand that is based out of Fort Lauderdale and co-owned by Victor G. Harvey. So no more rapping, business owner, vodka distillery. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your nosy neighbor news quickie.
I want to know what it is quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news
quickie. tell that.
Hey, the struggle is real. Family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help. The struggle is real. My family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
Y'all know what it is, man. It's a Week Family Wednesday inside the Madhouse. What we got, Murphy?
We're talking about the video that went viral of former NBA player Delonte West. I don't know if some of you have or have not seen it, but there was a video of him being beaten up in the middle of the street. And the video was actually recorded by an officer up in PG County. This all happened in Maryland. And also a video of Delonte sitting on the curb, but he was just talking out of his mind. He was saying that he's Donald Trump and he shouldn't be handcuffed. He don't care about nothing, blah, blah, blah. The video, the officer has since been suspended for recording the video and not helping.
Wow.
But they're saying that Delonte West was saying that the man had a gun. That's what he was saying while he was sitting down. But there are reports now coming out saying that Delonte West was the one who initiated the altercation by going after the man with a broken bottle. So the NBA reached out and they said they will provide the help needed for Delonte West. And a lot of NBA players have also come out in support of Delonte West, in support of getting him some help also after seeing the video, because people are saying that this video is very disturbing. Looking at Delonte West, how he looks now physically and how he used to look when he played in the NBA, a lot of people are saying that they've been saying for years that he's had mental health issues about Delonte West. They've been saying this, but now they're saying that they're going to get him the help that he needs. So, Madhouse Nation, we want to know what you think about the situation, what you think it takes for us to help those who need the help with mental health issues, the family members that you have or someone you may know, because this isn't his, this is his NBA family, but it's not his blood family, but they're reaching out because of the mental health issues that he has. What does it take? What do we need to do in order to get the help to those who need it.
Well, I'm going to take it like Shannon Sharpe said and Stephen A. Smith said. And the first part of that is that Delonte's got to want to help himself. Mm. And I've been seeing a lot of people saying, LeBron needs to step up. LeBron needs to step up. You know, this is the young man that allegedly slept with LeBron's mom. And that what they're saying that caused a rift between him and LeBron when they were teammates. And after that happened, this is when the fallout started to happen with Delonte West when he was kind of blackballed from the league. But the first part of, you know, getting somebody help is that they got to want help. You can surround them all you want to. You can pour all love into them and you can do all these things. But until he wants help from that substance abuse that he's doing, because he's definitely involved in that, then he's not going to function well unless he receives and wants the help.
I agree. I agree with that, Larry. But it seems as if Delonte West is past this point where he knows what's best for him. It's almost as if somebody has to step in and make the decisions for him, because this seems as if it was almost like a psychotic episode.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And when you have a psychotic episode, you're not sane enough to make those decisions or even be able to express that you need the help. Someone has to step in and begin to put their foot down and make those decisions for him. Because he is not in the proper mindset to be able to do that. And I think that this is unfortunate because people have used him.
Oh, of course
they
have.
People have used him. And now that he is going through this tragedy in his life, it seems as if nobody is there for him. And that really sucks for this young man. But there has to be someone out there, and whether it be family. And kudos to the NBA for stepping up and saying that they want to step in there and help. But it is going to have to be someone that is going to not say, hey, and coddle him. Someone's going to have to step in and put their foot down.
Mm. All right. What do y'all think, Madhouse Nation? 570-WPEG. It's the Week Family Wednesday inside the Madhouse.
No limit, Larry.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
I know what it is. We Family Wednesday inside the Madhouse, and you know how it goes down. What we got today, Burp?
We're talking about Delonte West, the video that popped up over the weekend of him getting beat up in the street and then sitting on the curb just talking wild, talking reckless, saying a lot of stuff. People are very concerned now. They're saying the video was disturbing. They're very concerned about his mental health state. And former players and current NBA players were urging the NBA to get him some help. The NBA has stepped in and said they will get him help. Whatever he needs, they will do it for him. And we want to know, Madhouse Nation, what do you all think about the Delonte West situation, what we need to do about mental health in the black community? We went to the phone lines.
Me and Jessica gave our opinion. You didn't get to say what you had to say. So what do you feel about the situation?
I think that sometimes we wait until the wrong time to acknowledge that someone needs help. Because they're reading the story, it's been years that people have said Delonte West has had mental health issues. He's been doing things. They spotted him in Houston with a cardboard sign, and he said he was helping a homeless man that couldn't move around. But they asked him, "Are you Delonte West?" And he said, "I used to be, but I'm not about that life anymore." That's a mental issue. That when if somebody asks you if you're you, and you give an answer like that, so. To me, I'm pretty sure there were signs before, but nobody wanted to acknowledge it. I think we need to jump. Things need to be jumped on as soon as you see them. If you see an issue, if you see a problem, if you see a sign, you have to go with it, especially if that's your friend. To me, your friends, your family, those are the ones who should have jumped on this issue a while ago, those who are close to you. So, I think we just got to – you can't be afraid, like the lady said. Can't be afraid to go to therapy or talk to somebody or do whatever it is you need to do. Black people, the doctor is not against you. He's there to help you.
All right, good morning.
I feel like in the black community, we should continue to try to make therapy a little more normalized. For years, you know, older people would try to pray the devil, pray the spirit out of certain people instead of just sending them to therapy. If they would have gone to therapy and it would have been more normalized, a lot of these issues wouldn't be happening. A lot of people, they frown upon going to therapy as opposed to just using it for what it is. And it ends up in situations like this where now he has a problem and it's become a serious problem
He's been out here looking crazy.
Really crazy. We got more of your comments, man, if you want to comment on this. 570-WPEG is a We Family Wednesday inside the Madhouse.
The only hip-hop morning show is...
The struggle is real.
Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't think of myself. I call my family to give me some help.
The struggle is real.
Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't think of myself. I call my family to give me some help.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
You know how it goes, man. It's a Week Family Wednesday inside the Madhouse. If you got a family situation, you can email it to us, morningmadhouse2ds@gmail.com, or you can always slide one of our DMs and send it to us as well. We don't say names. We just say family situations. And today, this one comes out of the from former NBA player Delonte West's video that went viral. Tell them about it, Burpee.
The video went viral of him getting beat up in the street and then sitting on the curb just talking, reckless talking out of his mind. There was actually an officer who recorded the video, and she has since been suspended for posting the video. It hasn't gone more into detail as to why they suspended her, but her name is Katrina. She posted the video. It went viral. She got suspended. Now the NBA has reached out and said that they will help him get the help that he needs. Current and former NBA players spoke on it, and they said it was heartbreaking. His former teammate, do you remember when he played at St. Joseph's?
Yeah.
With Jameer Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
That was his teammate there. Mm-hmm. Jameer Nelson said that he's there for him. He's praying for him and his family. Whatever help he needs from him, he will give it also. And a lot of current and former NBA players speaking about the situation, saying that the NBA needed to step up and do something.
Well, where the rest of y'all? Where y'all been at? Jameer, where you been at? I mean, I don't know. I mean, you could have been already in his life and trying to help him out. I don't know. But right. That's my question. Like, where has this circle of friends been? You know what I mean? It's like they say in the song, when the money gone, be gone with it. Mm. So it seems like a lot of people have disappeared out of this young man's life. Now that the money is gone, and because he played a number of years in the league, so he's probably still getting a check or qualifies for a check.
Right.
So he's probably still getting some money, but at the same time, where has the circle of friends been and surround Delonte West? And a lot of people saying, you know, I've seen online and on social media folks asking about LeBron James. Well, you know, like I said earlier, it was a story going around that he and LeBron James fell out. So you can't really act LeBron to step up in this situation.
Right. You gotta be. I understand, you want people to help you, but if you're not willing to receive the help,
yeah,
or even acknowledge that you need help, then I mean, it's only so much somebody can do.
And that's my thing. You can only help a grown person so much,
right?
Because they are grown. So even if you do, you grab them and you take them to treatment, they can check themselves out of treatment because they're grown.
Right.
And then if you do put them into treatment and they receive the help, they still have, they're going to have to be the ones that want to stop doing the things that they are doing to get them in the situation that they're in. So it's going to be a long road for them. But salute to that officer for posting this video. And I don't think she was posting it to be malicious.
She probably
knew who he was and was posting it to say, look, somebody help him out, because this is the only way he's going to get help, or we can start to get him help. Go ahead with your comment.
I just think that as a black community, I think past like mental health and everything, I think that we as a community should really embrace our mental health as a whole. Like, it's more than Wes. It's like R. Kelly, Aaron Hernandez. Like, it's a lot of trauma in the black community that we all have to deal with, and a lot, and I don't think people understand mental. It's not like Ms. Jessica said. It's not something that you can just make a choice on your own. It's a filter in our brain that you know, like you might be in the middle of a room and think to yourself, I should just yell, but you have a filter in your brain that stops you from doing that. Some people lose that filter, and once that, so it's not as easy. Obviously, you could say I shouldn't just do that. So we have to understand what mental health is first. But after understanding what it is, I think we all need to really, really deal with a lot of our trauma. I mean, you got people that's funny. They deal with their trauma by making jokes. You know what I'm saying? It's very, very deep. But I think overall the black community has to really start to try to understand it and look and go past just saying you should take control of your own life. because it's not that easy.
Yeah, absolutely not that easy. Thank you for your comment this morning. Power 98, good morning. You got a comment?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I'm wondering if these guys are kind of making it hard for people to help them, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like the same situation with Antonio Brown right now. Like, I mean, I know these guys got to have some other friends in the league, in these leagues, you know, that somebody that can at least reach out to them or done tried to reach out to them. But, I mean, if those guys are, like, rejecting the help, you know, it's kind of like, can you help somebody that don't want to be helped?
And that's the question that's on my mind too, because, you know, I know that this young man probably had people around him, even family members or somebody, that's probably told Delonte, like, look, man, you need to get help. And they were saying this, right? I don't know if y'all remember the incident when he was on a motorcycle, he had the gun and he was in traffic, pointed at people years ago. Mm-hmm. And then he kind of disappeared off the scene. So it's like, man, I know if somebody had to be around him saying, look, bro, you need to go do something about it. And with the whole Antonio Brown thing, it's the same thing. Like, he definitely need help. And it's like,
yeah, bro,
what do you do when somebody... Yeah, go ahead.
It's like we watching him melt down right now, Antonio Brown. It's like he's still, you know, he's still, I guess, somewhat got senses or whatever, but he got money, too. So, I mean, that's kind of a problem. I mean, you can't really tell nobody nothing with money. But, I mean, it's like we watching him melt down, and sooner or later, it's going to be too late.
You know who could tell somebody? You know who could tell somebody something with some money?
Somebody else
who got money. So if you know, when you're in that circle, so if you're in that circle and you see this young man going the wrong way, somebody can pick up the phone that got money that he might listen to say, look, bruh, you need to go seek help. But now, whether he takes that or not, you can at least say, man, at least I tried to lead him in the right direction.
And like I was stating before, I personally think that we're past that when it comes to Delonte West.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Delonte West and Antonio Brown are both suffering with some mental issues. But I think Delonte West is past being able to make decisions on his own. Someone has to step in and make these decisions for him. Antonio Brown, I think that he is making bad decisions.
Of course.
He is making bad decisions.
Terrible.
And he is still of the right mindset where he's just being hard-headed. He's out here living this life of, I'm untouchable. I can do whatever I want to. Delonte West isn't in his right mind state. And so somebody has to come in and become this man's caretaker and take care of him. And I feel like even if you don't, you know, he has money, right? But there is someone in his life that holds a place where I can come to you and I can say, hold on, this ain't right. I feel like everybody has that one person where it's like, I need to sit down and I need to have this conversation with you. I'm going to step in. I'm going to do that. And help to get him on that right path.
Well, you know what happens, Ms. Jessica? A lot of these people alienate so many people that everybody just goes away. And you might have had that one person who would step up and say something to you, but you have alienated so many family members, so many friends when nobody else is around you. When you looked at him out there on that street, Delonte West, he was out there alone.
Right.
It was just him and the man that beat him up who was gone, but it was him out there by himself.
You know what this reminds me of? Remember Maya Campbell?
Mm-hmm.
From the TV show, was it In the House?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When she was at one point, she was the hottest thing going on TV. And then the next thing you know, people see her in the hood and, you know, they putting videos up of her, making fun of her and stuff. So, but someone else had to step in order for her to get the help that she needed.
Papa Daddy, good morning.
Good morning, Manhouse. I just want to make a comment. I agree with the previous caller, one about, you know, talking about praying, you know, the devil out. And I agree with the other caller, you know, saying that, you know, some people have a filter and it's harder for some people to, just like you're saying, accept the help or take the help. But us, as just like you said, in the circle or people around, whoever's needing the help, sometimes we have to be more empathetic. And I understand you saying, you know, he may be too far gone, but sometimes we just have to reach down, even though it may take a little work, and, you know, strengthen that person or just be there beside, you know, that person, kind of like, you know, on Black Ink when I think Thor was going through his stuff, and you know, they was set surrounding him, with him day in and day out while he was crying and going through his stuff. Sometimes we have to be more empathetic as a whole, as humans, to other people's situations and what they're going through. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your comment this morning. Thank y'all for this Week Family Wednesday today. Definitely Delonte West going through it, and it looks like definitely dealing with some mental health issues, and it's big in our community. And and a caller earlier said that, you know, we all might need to go sit down at least once. I think he said once a week, but I would definitely agree once a month to go get some therapy and just holler at that therapist and let her talk, or him talk, and see what's really going on, and talk to somebody, do something. Coming up, man, we're playing everybody's favorite game show.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And you're home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? All right. You know how it goes down in the day. I know you want to go see Madea this weekend. You want to go see Tyler Perry, his last tour, coming through the Queen City. Going to be at the Spectrum Arena. We got them. We got them tickets for you in Black Smart today. If you win today, you're going to see Ma to the damn DEA. 570-WPEG, caller number 9. Let's play. And while you're dialing, we playing games with Summer Walker's Power 98. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? 598 WPET. Good morning. Who is this?
This is Charity.
What up, Charity?
Hi, Charity.
Hi, Charity.
Hi, Charity. We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need that hood, black card, all right?
Okay.
What? I'm going to kick it off for you. In the movie.
In the what?
In the movie.
Say it one more time.
In the movie.
Okay.
Actually, I just need you to name three Tyler Perry movies, all right?
Okay. Diary of a Mad Black Woman. Mm-hmm. Why did I get married one? Why did I get married two?
I shouldn't even count that, but okay, you got it. You got it. What you got for me, Jess?
I need you to tell me, what does Gucci Man have tattooed on his cheek?
Ice cream cone.
Ice cream cone on his damn face.
He got an ice cream cone on his face.
You got it!
You win.
We are putting you in the building to go see Madea's farewell tour. It's going down this weekend, January 25th, yes, at the Spectrum Center. It's the end of a 20-year run for Tyler Perry, and it's including all of his friends from the past. Now you will be able to see him. Tell everybody what station hooked you up with them tickets, baby.
Power 98.
98's Black Smart is brought to you by U.S. Auto. Better vehicles, better financing.
8780.
Holler at you, folks. What do you have to say?
Madhouse question of the day today. What was it today, Miss Justin?
Today we're talking about the smoking age. The federal government implemented a new rule basically saying that the federal government, the rule, the law is now you have to be 21 years old in order to use cigarettes.
Mm. To purchase.
To purchase cigarettes, whatever. And they're saying a lot of states aren't really abiding by this. They're still sort of going by their own rules, but they're saying Florida is next to really implement this law. Here in North Carolina, they have implemented it. So we want to know, what do you think about this new law of raising the age to 21 to purchase tobacco products?
Somebody slid in my DMs. What's Big Dog name? Big Dog said, ooh, where did the message go? Okay, here you go. Showtime 937, that's his name. He said, I don't smoke cigarettes, but I don't think they should raise the age limit. Reason for that saying, if you can go fight for our own country at the age of 18, then you should be able to smoke.
Yeah, somebody else said if you're going to raise the age, you also need to raise the age to join the military. I did see that one. But yeah. T. Collington said, I agree with it, but I don't think that it's going to matter. The underage will still get it the same way they always have. Sean Hall said, yes. I'm so tired of 18-year-olds at my school sneaking across the street to buy cigarettes for these 14 and 17-year-olds. Mm. They come back stinking and get mad when the teacher puts them out for smelling like they ate a whole pack in 1 minute.
Wow. My homeboy James Berry has said, only country in the world that you can buy a house and go to war but can't buy a glass of wine or a cigarette to enjoy it. That's stupid to me. Sheem the Dream said, makes no sense. You could sign yourself out of school at 17, get charged as an adult at 16, get drafted, but can't smoke cigarettes until 21. They raised the age because of kids switching to vaping, not because of how dangerous cigarettes are. That's what John Alex said. So yeah, people have a lot of different opinions on the bill changing.
Yeah, Shaquita Williams said, I honestly don't think it'll change nothing, so I think it would be pointless. And Nikki Bell Bond and Max said, I agree with you, and they need to raise the age of alcohol between 25 or 30.
Wow.
That's what's up. A lot of opinions on that. And, of course, you know, they tapped in on the voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Yeah, I agree with the age limit going to 21. Cigarettes have already been proven to be deadly, so it gives the kids enough time to think about it.
Hey, this is Tiffany Fox calling from Hickory, North Carolina. I wanted to leave a voicemail in regards to the 18-year-old limit being raised to 21 to buy cigarettes. I absolutely agree with it because if you're a parent of an 18-year-old, 19, 20, even a 21-year-old, you look at those 21-year-old, 20-year-olds like they're still kids. They don't know what's best for them. You know, they barely have the ability to make the basic needs, you know, not to cut anyone down, but to take care of themselves, you know what I mean?
This is Mr. What the Hell. Boy, I can't stand cigarettes to this day. My grandmama asked me to get a cigarette back in the day. My little dumb ass pretending I'm smoking it. She made me walk to the store, buy a pack of Winston 100s, sit on the front porch and smoke the whole damn pack. No Limit, I hate cigarettes. But you miss one, No Limit. If they're going to raise the age to 21 to smoke cigarettes, they need that. Raise the age to join the military to 21. And man, this Delonte West situation is just sad. But at the same time, if you on meds for any type of psychological problem, man, you need to take your meds. Ying, ying, ying.
Tap in with us every morning for our Madhouse question of the day. We drop it about 6:05. It's Charlotte's Plug.
It's No Limit Larry in the morning Madhouse voicemail.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.